This is Fresh Air. We're going to remember Holly Woodlawn, who died of cancer Sunday at the age of 69. She inspired the first verse of Lou Reed's 1973 hit, Walk on the Wild Side.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Holly Woodlawn was a trans woman who was one of the last of the Andy Warhol superstars. She made her debut in the Warhol-Paul Morrissey film Trash, playing the girlfriend of a drug dealer. In this scene, Woodlawn has brought over a prep school boy she's just picked up, who's looking to buy some drugs. Woodlawn figures she can get some from her boyfriend, played by Joe D'Alessandro.
Listen, hey, you got anything?
No.
Because he wants to come?
Nothing.
He's got bread.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have anything. That's great.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, really great.
Nothing, huh?
Uh-uh. Aren't you glad I cleaned up? Not even later.
He looks nice, looks nice.
But, yeah, he looks great. He's a little kid, ain't he?
So what? He's got bread.
Yeah?
Bread.
Recently, Holly Woodlawn appeared in a couple of episodes of the series Transparent. I spoke with her in 1991 after the publication of her memoir, A Low Life in High Heels. Woodlawn's birth name was Harold Eisenberg. According to her memoir, the name Holly was inspired by the character of Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. The Woodlawn part came from Woodlawn Cemetery. I asked her what Harold Eisenberg was like before he became Holly Woodlawn.
I was, shy and skinny and I had buck teeth and, and gawky looking and stupid looking. I didn't like the way I looked, And then one day I moved to New York, and discovered makeup. People started telling me how pretty I was, so, why not?
Do you remember the first time you put on a woman's clothes?
Well, actually, it came in spurts. As the Lou Reed song goes, Holly came from Miami. I shaved my legs in Atlanta, Georgia, and plucked my eyebrows there. And I think in, North Carolina, I did something else. I put on a blouse. And in Philadelphia, the land of brotherly love, pantyhose. And by the time I landed in New York City, I was a full-blown woman.
What did you like about it?
First of all, the fact that I was more comfortable and the attention that I got.
You got more attention just as a woman than as a man.
Yeah, and I just felt more comfortable, inside, sort of like my soul, so to speak. Yeah, I felt freer. It was easier for me to speak, just be. And as Harold, quote unquote, I just was always nervous,
Why did you hitchhike across the USA?
Because I only had $11.
But why did you leave home?
I was 15. My parents had just found out that I was hanging around with the wrong kind of people, in their eyes. They had just discovered that I was gay, and I was, hanging out with these mad, insane, insane queens in Miami Beach. And they found out, and I had to go to summer school, and I wanted no part of that. And so some friends of mine said, listen, we're going to New York, and you got to come with us. It's fabulous over there. The streets are paved with diamonds, that diamond dust. And so I, I said, sure, why not? I did. And it wasn't easy at first, but, I sort of stayed on.
Well, you made a living hustling at first.
I did everything at first.
When you were hustling as a woman, right?
Actually, no. I was hustling more as a transvestite.
People could tell they were never surprised.
No. Oh no, no.
When they found out what was underneath.
Yeah, that's why I never got in trouble because they knew.
It's amazing the way you used to travel back and forth between worlds. You got a job as a sales girl at Saks. You had modeling jobs in other stores, but you went to beauty school as a man.
Yeah, well, that was in the beginning when I first was sort of like, that was doing the transition from a man to a female. I was going to beauty school. I was living in Brooklyn, and I was going to school in Manhattan. And I was living in Brooklyn as this guy's wife and going to school as Harold Eisenberg. And so what I would do is I would take the subway from Brooklyn to New York as a woman, go into the bathroom, change into Harold, go to school, and then do the opposite on the way back. And after a while, it just got so tiring that one day I just went to school as Holly. And, well, so much for that. They, you know, threw me out. I was also doing hormones, so I had breasts.
You were doing hormones because you were thinking of having a sex change operation at the
yeah,
time.
Actually, twice. Twice we saved up the money. And both times, I just couldn't do it. I had this money in my hand, and instead of, John Hopkins Hospital, instead of going through with it, I just decided to go shopping.
Why did you decide not to go through with it after saving and preparing for so long?
It's so final. It's just one of those things that, you know, there's no turning back. And I just didn't feel I knew yet what I really wanted to be.
Well, looking back now, do you have any regrets about not changing yourself physically?
No, not at all. No. I'm pretty much happy the way I am.
What have you been doing for money?
I was working in a novelty shop as a cashier.
Was it an interesting shop where interesting people came?
Oh, yeah, yeah. John Waters used to come in there, Debbie Harry. All my friends would come in and say, Holly, what are you doing here? And I said, well, I'm writing a book.
Did you like people to know that you were Holly Woodlone when you worked in the shop, or did you want to be more anonymous? Did you ever feel bad about having to work that kind of job?
Not really. I mean, it was just fun having something to do. But, for the past 2 years, this book has really, taken up most of my time. Of course, I lived on the Advance.
Right.
And my parents helped me out a lot, too.
You know, it's interesting. You describe in your book how your parents have really stuck with you. I guess there was a lot of friction when you initially...
Yeah.
Ran away from home, or hitchhiked away from home and so on. But you say that over the years they've
Oh, yeah, with the best of friends. My father just read the book. He thinks it's hysterical. And doesn't believe a word of it.
Okay, well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Holly Woodlone, recorded in 1991. She died Sunday at the age of 69. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with Jeffrey Tambor about playing a trans woman on the Amazon series Transparent.
When she was little, she used to accuse me of wearing her clothes.
Did you?
Of course I did.
The complete season 2 of Transparent will be up on Friday. Tambor also co-starred in Arrested Development and The Larry Sanders Show. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross. Do.